Carl Mooney started talking about maybe a salary for the mayor.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Well, first of all, Dr. Mooney had a lot of nice things to say before that, so that was really very appreciated.
Okay.
But I'm not in favor of it. First of all, it would have to go to the citizens. It would be a charter change, and we just did one, so it couldn't go for another 2 years.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, we would really eliminate so many qualified people that could run, because you state law, you can't draw a salary for more than one governmental agency. So when you think about, you know, the city was first founded, they were all professors, and currently we have three members of the council that would, quote, not be qualified to run, which would be Dr. Brick, who's, you know, a professor at Blinn, mm-hmm. and Dr. Mooney, who's at Texas A&M, and Dr. Nichols, who is at Texas A&M. So I'd hate to think that we, you know, eliminated so many qualified people to not even think about running.
Well, and for oldsters like me can remember that that had to happen. I think we had three or four members of council who had to step down all at once because of that ruling.
Yeah. Now, Brian pays their council members and mayor the princely sum of $10 a month before taxes.
Right.
And several years ago, I can't remember how many years ago, but probably five or six or four, they put it on the ballot to give them, you know, something like $250
right.
a month.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number, but it was defeated.
That got smacked down, didn't it?
Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so I don't think that's going anywhere, but it was a nice thought for the moment.
Yeah. We don't want to overburden people with numbers, but I know you've gotten your sales figures in for December. How did that look?
Really good. Really good. We were a little 8.25% over last year.
Oh,
so that was
good.
Nice. And the hard numbers, that turns out to about $2.4 million. Which is about $200,000 more than last year. And fiscal year to date, we start in October.
Mm-hmm.
We're up a little bit more than 7% over
good.
Last year. So those are good numbers.
We like that happening. That means also we're going to be watching you because, as we've talked about, College Station went on a pretty strict fiscal diet, and you want to be able to add some things back. But we should
judiciously.
Yes, we don't want to go back to drunken sailor days if we can keep from that. And I apologize to all the sailors. There you go. I know that there's also a grant program that the fire department got. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Anybody that has a smoke detector or wants a smoke detector or thinks theirs is deficient in any way, the fire department got a grant, assistance to firefighters grant for $7,800, and it will be used to buy smoke detectors that will be available to our citizens. So watch for more information on that, and it'll be on our website. They have not yet come in, but we've received the grant and know that it's coming.
Sure. Okay. And again, thank you for coming in, because I know you have other places to be today, and we appreciate that. And anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No. Mm-hmm. Just if you need a map, and I'm headed to the memorial service, and mm-hmm. of course, our prayers go out to the families, coworkers, and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just tragic. So.
Yep. First responders, that's every time they answer the call, that's for sure.
Yeah, and College Station personnel will be taking a lot of calls during this memorial service
oh,
so
good.
That
yeah.
their Brian colleagues can go to the service
sure.
in March.